to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. Glory to God. And verse 6 through 9. Isaiah 55, chapter 6 and 9. Amen. It reads, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. We also ask you to turn your Bibles to the book of Romans. Romans, amen, chapter 13. And we want to read 11 through 14. When you have it, would you say amen? Romans chapter 13, verse 11 through 14. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Verse 13, let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness and in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. In the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 7 and 8. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch until prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We want to talk about today, it's not time to play, but to pray. Amen. Amen. It's not time to play. Somebody say, play what? Play church. Uh-huh. Amen. It's not time to play, but to pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Amen. We have to call upon the Lord while he may be found. Amen. We can't call on the Lord when we want to call on him. Amen. We can't call him when we feel like we need him. We need to call on him all the time. Amen. It says, amen, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Amen. Glory to God. Not calling on him when you want to call on him. Hallelujah. When you feel like you want to serve him. Call up on him. Amen. All the time. Keep a communication with the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. It's time to, amen, to pray and not to play church. Amen. Glory to God. It's time for God's people to get serious. Amen. If they're not serious, they should have already been serious, but they need to make our calling and election sure. It is not time to play games. Hallelujah. In the house of God, or it's not time to play games with your life. Amen. It's time to seek the Lord. Amen. While he may be found. It says, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thought. Amen. The wicked man and the unrighteous is all in the same category. Wicked means to be evil, sinful, and immoral. Amen. If you wicked, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you unrighteous, you're in the same category. The Bible said, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. Amen. And he would have mercy upon him, and to our God, he would abundantly pardon. Amen. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Amen. I mean, God don't think like we think. Amen. God don't do things the way we do things. Amen. Lord, his thoughts, amen, he just don't think. Amen. If God don't put his mind in you and his thoughts in you, you will be thinking like you want to think. Glory to God. But the Bible said we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to have his mind. Glory to God. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways. God said, I don't do things the way you do it. And I don't think like you think. And we ought to be really thankful, amen, to the Lord about that. Because the things that we think, the way we think crazy. One minute we think straight, the next minute. Glory to God. And we do things, amen, off key and off balance and off balance and everything else. God just don't do things messy like that. He's an all perfect God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. Amen. It's not time to play church. It's time, amen, to pray. It's not time to play with your life. Amen. When you are in and out and you're not for sure about if you, amen, want to walk with God or not, and you're not for sure. Some people are not even for sure if they say, They've been in the way for 10 years or 20 years. They say, I've been in this way, but they actually been in a way. They don't know what way they've been in. Amen. It's how they've been there, and they don't even know if they really saved or not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's time we live in, we need to make our calling and election. We need to know. Just like a person, amen, to take out an insurance on their family, on their self, amen. They taking out full coverage, amen, because they want everything to be covered so they don't have to come out of their pocket. Glory to God. We need to make sure we're fully covered in the Holy Ghost, amen. We need to make sure that God is, amen, is covered us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We need to actually know that, amen, I have a ticket, amen, to heaven. Glory to God. Heaven is my home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I was saying to the Lord the other day, I said, Lord, I sure don't want to miss heaven. I sure don't want to miss, be lost. Out of all the stuff I done been through in my whole entire life, glory to God, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Hallelujah. I don't want to be lost. I don't want my soul to be lost. Glory to God. I want to go to that place where there's no more crying. There's no more sickness. There's no more pain. Amen. There's no more disturbance, but it's joy. The Bible speaks about the streets are paved with gold. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Some of you got loved ones. Amen. Amen. It's in that resting place to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. No more tired. No more tears no more. No more crying. No more trouble. None of that. Glory to God. Such a great place to be. Amen. Somebody, nothing down here can compare. We don't even have, eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard, neither have it entered to your heart, those great and mighty things that the Lord have for us. But he said he revealed these things by his Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the book of Romans, it says, and that knowing the time, that now is high time. In other words, it's high time to awake out of sleep. Glory to God. And somebody said, well, wake out of sleep. Yeah, the church in this hour as a whole, and I'm not talking about well ministered, I'm talking about the people of God everywhere. We're in a state of sleep. In case we don't know, some people think, well, we're not asleep. We're spiritually asleep. Glory to God. We're spiritually, amen, not alert. We're not alert in this hour. Hallelujah, like we need to be. Glory to God. But God said, knowing that knowing the time is now, is high time to wake out of sleep. It said, for now is our salvation nearer than it when we believe. Amen. The coming of the Lord is sooner than it was when you first got the Lord in your life. When you first, amen, made the Lord your Lord of Lord and King. Amen. He's sooner to come back. And the people say, oh, they've been saying that for years. Glory to God. All you got to do is look at the signs of the time. All you got to do is look at, amen, many of our loved ones, many great men and women of God, God have already taken them. You don't have too much. We don't have too much to work with down here right now. I say we don't have too much to work with here downtown. It's a bunch of confusion. You don't know who's speaking right, who's speaking wrong, unless you, amen, in the word of God like you need to walk, and unless you have that communication, that personal relationship, you don't know what's right and what's wrong. It's messy down here. It's confusion down here. It's trouble down here. You ain't, how you got to save yourself from this untoward generation. Somebody give God a praise. It said, don't you know, your amen, the coming of the Lord, amen, your salvation is this near, amen. It said, and that knowing that the time now is, it's high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation near than we believe. We don't have much long time to be down here. You know, if someone said, why do you know, how you know that God reveals these things to us by his spirit, and then he let us look around and see the signs of the time. This is not going to continue to go on forever like this. Glory to God. For the Bible said, if God didn't shorten the days, would no flesh be saved. Even the people that are trying to be saved, they're just falling to the side. Glory to God. Holly, that's the time we living in. Glory to God. Your anchor hold and it grips the solid rock. Glory to God. Your net rock is Jesus. Glory to God. You must pray every day. You must pray and talk to the Lord every day for your own self. Amen. Glory to God. That's where you're going to get strength from the Lord. Because if you don't communicate with the Lord, you're going to communicate with something. And most times it's not going to be of the Lord. Glory to God. You're going to lose interest of things of the Lord if you don't talk to the Lord enough. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Glory to God. It said the night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. God is saying cast off all these things. Amen. But things that don't matter. Remember with wickedness, and cast all this stuff off is not like me. Cast it off of your life. Glory to God. We need to walk, amen, pleasing to the Lord. We need to say, Lord, glory to God. The Bible says the Holy Ghost, amen. The Holy Ghost, that's what it's here for. It's not just a speaking tongue only. It's a lead and it's a guide. It will lead and guide you into all truth. You don't need a person to take you around the nose and lead you. The Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. It'll let you know when you're off key. It'll let you know when you didn't cross that T right. You didn't dot that I right. You didn't say the right thing. You didn't do the right thing. It'll let you know, amen. No, don't go that way. No, don't do it this way. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. We have to have the Spirit of God. Amen. You cannot live this life without his guide. We need the guidance of the Holy Ghost. We don't need people leading us. Glory to God. How do we need to have the Spirit of God in them? God used them to lead us. But other than that, we don't need flesh leading flesh. I said a whole shot. I said, we don't need flesh leading flesh. You got the, amen, when you, amen, got somebody preaching to you and you got somebody teaching you, you better know that they in the presence of God. You should know if they communicate with God and if they just telling you they on mine. Right. Glory to God. Holy, because if you, the flesh leading flesh, and we all going to end up in a ditch. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God was showing me something this morning, not part actually of my message. And I was like, I didn't know what these thoughts was coming to my mind. I'm going like, well, I'm supposed to preach this right here, but why is these other thoughts coming to my mind? I can't get into the depths of it. But I said, Lord, have mercy. And I began to go to some scripture. I said, Lord, are we living in a time like that? This is serious. You better know who's speaking into your life. I said, a whole shot. I said, you better know who's speaking into your life. You better not be a yes person running here and there. You're going to become, hallelujah, confused and tripped up in a trap. Glory to God, because there's a spirit out here. Glory to God. Glory to God. A spirit, glory to God. And it's a not of God. It's a controlling spirit. And it's a not a and it's a luring spirit. And it's catching men and women. Glory. It's a strong, seducing spirit. Glory to God. It reminds me of the spirit of Jezebel. Glory to God. That spirit of Jezebel, glory to God, was so strong. Glory to God. So wicked, glory to God, had men and women scared. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. But when the Lord got through with that spirit, glory to God, he said, a man of God said, amen, the dog's gonna eat your flesh. Horrible whole shot. And they be out like they buried anybody else. I don't know why I'm getting off into this, but I was looking and things were coming to my mind. I said, we better watch what we eat from. We better watch who we sitting about, what we listening to. Glory to God. You listen to God or you listen to a controlling spirit of Jezebel. Glory to God. Glory to God. But when the Lord got through with her, amen, they didn't have nothing to bury. Glory to God. Now the dogs ate the mess out of her. Glory to God. From calling, she killed some of God's prophets and everything. Well, one woman did all of that. Glory to God. We better watch what we doing, who we under, what we are controlled by. Somebody out there give God a praise, because God doesn't control and he don't manipulate. Somebody out there give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hosea. And the Lord began to speak. He said, this is why I've been talking to the Lord several times. Glory that that's here lately. Last and Lord, some things about my own personal life. Why is it like to have to be this way? Why does it have to be that way? I don't understand. And the Lord said, glory to God. He said, I got men and women that I push to the side. That's why you can't mingle and dabble with everything, because they're going to be vision in this hour to help my people. Glory to God. I can't show you nothing when y'all caught up into mess. Glory to God. You can't be part of the mess and hallelujah and help somebody while you in the mess. We all are behind. Gotta watch your way you walk through here. Watch the way you're in it, getting in there. Stop running here and there all over the world. Ask God, do I need to go here? Glory to God. It's messy out here. And it's real messy up in these churches. Somebody out there, give God a praise. God got some anointed praise protected, and they praising God in the spirit of soul, and then you got some other church. It's messy up in there. Glory to God. Watch what you do. Watch what you say. Amen. And knowing the time that is now, it's high time to wake out of your sleep. For now is your salvation nearer than when you believe. Everybody's had their day. You got pastors and ministers going to be like, that was their day. They're going to be, and God's raising up men and women this hour. This is their day right here. But there ain't too many more days left. Glory to God. So we better work wise day. Glory to God. For night coming, no man work it. Are you a part of this day? If you in the church anywhere in the world, you are a part of this generation right here. You better make your calling and election sure. You better, glory to God, make sure nobody don't deceive you. Get in your word. Read that word. Get in some prayer. Don't be deceived by everything that you see and hear. Make your calling and election sure. Somebody speaking to you about the words of Jesus. See if they got a life behind what they're saying. Don't follow something, don't have a life behind it. Somebody give God a praise. Don't be deceived in this hour. Let us walk honestly and in the day, not in rioting. Not in rioting is in the disturbance, disorder, violent, and I would say messy. Let us, the day, the night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us, you know what? I said, Lord, I don't know what that thoughts that you give me this morning. They was kind of, I said, I don't know what all that had to do with a mess. I didn't even know if I would be saying anything. Glory to God. But people can be in government. Well, this Bible speaks about spiritual wickedness in high places. Glory to God. People can be, it can be, don't have to be in Washington, D.C., be anywhere. It can be over you in your job. It can be anywhere in the church. Spiritual person sitting up in high places. And if you, amen, are not tuning to the spirit like you need to be tuned to the spirit and letting God help you, it may, you, they can intimidate you. They intimidate you. One woman did it in the Bible. Jezebel. She intimidate men and women. And she told Elijah, I'm coming after you too. Uh-huh. Elijah's going to take off on the run. He take off on the run. And the Lord had to encourage him, let him know. Don't have to worry about that. The Lord told him what he's going to do to that woman. Uh-huh. Throw that woman. They threw that woman out the window. Let's go back and read in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Kings. I said, Lord, I don't know why all this stuff coming before me. The Lord let me know, don't be shaken and scared by nobody. You don't have to fear no evil if you're on God's side. But there's a spirit of control and intimidation, and God is not about control. Somebody give God a praise. I'm a leader, I'm a pastor, glory to God, but I don't control nobody. I don't want that spirit to ever rest on me. People want to be in your congregation, they be. If they want to go, let them go. You don't control nothing. You just keep moving like God has called you to move. Glory to God, because they might have been there for a season and they completed their season. And a lot of times, if people are not going to be doing alike on the same accord, they'll do never be a bunch of trouble to you anyway. Don't be begging for them to come back to your house. Don't be begging for them to come back in your life. Glory to God, just keep moving. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a praise. So God has purpose. Right. I didn't know. I said, Lord, they don't have nothing to do with my message. Why did all that come to my mind? The Lord's letting me know. He says spirit of witchcraft is working greatly in the land. And people don't know God as their personal savior. They'll be hovered by that spirit. It's a strong spirit. Anything that's controlling and domineering and telling you what and trying to control your life is not of God. Because he said, whosoever will, let them come. So if God calls somebody to salvation, he didn't tell you, amen, to control them. Somebody give God a praise. A lot of times people don't do their own praying. They don't have a personal life. And they'll, amen, be deceived or swamped out by any spirit. Anything that's coming against us with force is not of God. I said anything that's coming against you with force is not of God. God don't make nobody do nothing. And you don't have to be afraid. Only way you're going to be afraid, you don't know where you stand at in God. You don't have to fear no evil. And Elijah feared at first. And he took off. That's when he took off and ran and hid in the caves and stuff. He wouldn't have hid. And the Lord spoke to him, let him know, no, no, no. And he told him what he was going to do to that woman. Somebody give God a praise. Head and elbow, whole shot. Amen. Glory to God. We living in an hour. We need people to speak truth into our life. We don't need a bunch of mess. Before I got saved, I was out there in the world. I didn't want to be saved at the time. I didn't want to be saved. So I have shown that I came way over here to walk with God for mess. I have not come over here to walk with the Lord for mess. Everything I did, everything back then that I thought I want to do in sin. Now, I'm walking with God now, so I'm not going to do those things that I did over there and over here. I'm not over here playing church. Amen. I'm over here seeking the Lord while he may be found. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. It'd be crazy to walk with God 20, 40 years and you miss out and go to hell. You can do it. You can say, you can sit there right in the church and you can say you're walking with God. Amen. Glory to God. You don't be where you need to be at in God. You doing other things. You would go to hell. Quicker than the people that don't even know God. Because much is given it to you as much as required. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. God said, amen. God has given, amen, different ministries. And he's given people a part, different ones a part of the ministry. Everybody don't have the same part. You got to know where you fit at in the ministry. And work in that area. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. We have to, amen, the Bible said they the better vessel of the Lord must be clean. You come and preaching to God's people, telling God's people anything, your hands better be clean. I said your hands better be clean. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Not perfect, but be clean. Hey, I'm a whole shot. Because we all make mistakes. We all come short of the glory of God. We all don't always say it right. We always don't have to do it right. But God said, Lord, you have a repentant heart. I'm going to help you. Glory to God. God don't help people that ignore stuff like nothing didn't happen. Glory to God. He wants you to, amen, man up, woman up to your wrong, and he'll help you. Somebody give God a praise. All this in and out, upside. This is a hindrance to a move of God. The people in the church world, and somebody said, who is she preached to? I preached to the people in the church world. You're trying to get the people that's not saved together, but you're not together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. By people, amen, we don't see miracles, signs, and wonders like we used to see because there's too much mess in the church. Glory to God. People don't lost their connection and faith with God. So people accept everything the devil throws their way. Glory to God. And some people leave out here, amen, untimely deaths. Because we don't believe in God as a whole and praying and faith and believing God. We too much mess. We can't say we believe in God. Amen. Glory to God. And we don't love this one on the side, that side of town. We don't love that one on the side of town. Glory to God. We got some confusion going on. How in the world God going to move and give us sad miracles and wonders? The Lord told me, he said, make sure you just stay clear of all that stuff. Stay clear of it. Glory to God. Sometimes you might be whining and crying. Lord, why I was over here, Lord? Why I'm over here by myself? Why I'm this and that? You better stay clear because you don't want to be in the mess. Glory to God. There's just so much, so messy out here. That glory to God. If you be in, even if you know anything or hear anything, amen, you can't seem to get that mess out your spirit. Some people live every day with other people's issues and they mad all day long. They're not even your issues. They other people's issues. because you were so intimidated, so involved with it. When you walked away, you took it with you. Somebody give God a praise. And that's one thing I don't like, to be disturbed by other people's issues, especially if it's negative. And I'll get it off me in a minute, because it would actually hinder the move of God in your life. It will hinder your miracle from coming forth. It will hinder you in many ways. Somebody give God a praise. And it will disturb your peace. You don't want your peace to be disturbed. We walk with the Lord. He say, "He, amen, would keep us in perfect peace." When your mind is all over the place and you worried and anxious and troubled about everything, all your problems about trouble, that's not peace. But God said, "I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind on me and keep your mind off that other junk." And glory to God. And don't get involved in the other junk. Can't keep your mind off it if you're always connected with it all the time. How you going to keep your mind off of it? Every time you touch it, you're getting it. You can't disconnect from it. Seal of a whole shout. Somebody give God a praise. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly. God said, walk honestly. That means walk sincerely. Walk being real. If you want to be real with anybody, you better be real with God. I said, if you're going to be real with anybody, you better be real with God. Because you can't fool him no way. You can't tell him one thing and you something else. If you say, if you can, you be better off and say, "Lord, I'm just a mess. I'm just a big mess. And I need help." Glory to God. Don't you know you'll feel relief from that? To sit there, "Lord, I'm just so this and that and other." You know you're a mess. At least you can ask God, "I'm a mess. I need help." And sometimes if it don't seem like it resolved right there, keep on praying until you get help. Glory to God. Sometimes we have to keep praying and praying till we get. It's not that God can't hear. He wants us to pray more earnestly. Some things don't go away just like that. You got to keep on praying and praying till you see a change. Your God is actually, because God is not, it's not like he's taking a long time. It's so hard for him. He's working with you. You're the problem. I done found myself many times saying, "Lord, oh, forgive me. Lord, I shouldn't even say that. I shouldn't say that. The Lord, help me. Don't say that again. Help me. And for you know, you say it again." You know what I'm saying? You say it again. And you say, "Lord, here I am again. Help me not say that." You know what? That's all right. Because he's letting you see you are the problem. And you can't just say, "Lord, help me. Don't let me do this. Don't let me." You got to make more effort. When it comes across your mouth, you got to, like, if you got to take your hand and do like that. The Bible says, "Ask the Lord for, put a watch over your mouth." Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. And it says, "Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, in disturbance, in disorder." That's what rioting is. "And drunkenness, not in chambering." Amen. "Not in moral behaviors." Amen. "Not in wantonness, rebellion, and lewdness, and lasciviousness." "Not in strife and envy." It said, But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, put me on you. "And make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." If you put on Jesus, you won't make, amen, a way for the flesh. You won't, amen, satisfy the appetites of your flesh if you put Jesus on the way he need to be on. Because if you don't put on Jesus, you're going to satisfy the nature of your flesh. And I'm not just talking about sex. I'm talking about anyway. You're going to satisfy if you're a gossiper, glory, if you're a liar, glory to God, or whatever. You're going to satisfy and gratify the flesh if you don't put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's your guard, honey. That's your guard against doing and saying things that you shouldn't do and say. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Some people say, "Well, I just can't help it before I know it." Amen. You need to say amen. Like the psalm says, "Lord, keep me near the cross." Glory to God. Amen. You need to pray. Glory to God. Amen. If you got to take a 2 or 3 hours a day to fast. If somebody says, "I can't fast," amen to 12. Amen. Go and do whatever you need to do. Amen. Say, "Lord, I need some help." Don't be pointing at other people time they need help. Say, "Lord, I need some help." Some people got a gossiping spirit. That's all they do is gossip. And that's how some people got a busybody spirit. That's all they do is gossip and be in other people's affairs. And when it come back on you, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be rough. I said it about whole shot. When it come back on you, it's going to be rough and ugly. Right. You know, I don't mean no harm, and I'm, you know, just running, just talking about nobody, no celebrity, nothing, but my heart really go out to, I ain't going to call the name of this one lady. That's what her platform was talking about everybody's business. And I feel so sorry for her now. I ain't saying that's why she is the way she is now, but you never know. And may stuff come back your way. You will reap what you sow. Somebody ought to give God a praise. And I'll be praying for the young lady too. I pray for her because my heart goes out to her. But you got to do things in a way, amen, so when it comes back, it won't come back the way you put it out there. Amen. If you've been gossiping for 50 years, amen, you can't recover from that. If you don't let God help, you got to be delivered. First, you got to know it's a problem. You can't be delivered from something if you don't know it's a problem. Amen. If you're a liar, you can't be delivered from that unless you know you're a liar. You can't be saying you can't be a liar and say, I don't never tell lies. I don't call that a lie. You don't know what you can't be delivered from something you don't know. Because you said no. Well, somebody said you need to be delivered from that lying spirit. I don't lie. A lying spirit, what's that? And you lie all the time. You got to call it out the way it is. Glory to God. If you're a gossiper, all that stuff. Gossiping is very contagious. Because some day, man, I've been myself, you'll repeat, amen, you'll be a talebearer. You hear something, and we all have been, and so you know, you didn't tell it, and like the Holy Ghost will be like, why did you do all this? What? You shouldn't repeat that. Because time it get repeated by 40 or 50 times, and man, it's told that many times different way. So you don't know which way it was. So they should close your mouth if you don't know what you're talking about. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. We're not going to heaven being a talebearers. We're not going to heaven being gossipers. We think people are not going to heaven because they're drinking or whatever. We are just as bad as the ones that drink alcohol and on crack. If you got all that in your life and you're not trying to do nothing about it, ask God for deliverance. People in the church, they need to be delivered from a lot of stuff. Amen. The Bible said this gospel must be preached into the world, then the end shall come. Glory to God. That's why you can't allow yourself to be connected with a lot of stuff, because you won't, amen, you'll be scared to say things. Glory to God. But when you walk with God, he'll make you bold as a lion. You'll have no fear. Because you're not, they can't call you out. I don't have none of your goods. I don't do what you do. So I can say, thus say the Lord. Somebody ought to give God a break. And people in this hour need a clean word. They're looking for a clean word because you say you should know the truth and the truth should make you free. They're looking for something that's clean that would get them to heaven. Glory to God. If you're corrupt, you cannot help nobody giving them clean word because you messed up yourself. Somebody out to give God a praise. Glory to God. The Bible says, glory to God. Amen. He's going to turn the children's heart back to the Father. He's going to turn the people of God back to the Father. People have got, amen, discouraged with church. They've got discouraged with that. Glory to God. Because there's so much confusion and mess. And the people say, oh, you are no savior than I am. Somebody out to give God a praise. Come on and give God a praise. I don't know about even when I've been, since I've been out, I think these last couple weeks, the Lord's been allowing me to give, amen, our YouTube, amen, amen, a channel to some people, and these people not even saved, amen. They real anxious, to, amen, to get something from the Lord. Handala Bahaya. Somebody give God a praise. I was in there getting my oil changed yesterday, and there was a thought came in my mind. It was a young lady, she's real nice, and she gave me a discount. She gives me a discount, gave me a discount and stuff, and the thought came to my mind. I thought about, well, maybe if I leave, I'll give her our, you know, broadcast. And I didn't really think no more about it. But she said, "Well, are you all done?" She said, "What's your plan?" So I said, She said, "What you gonna do tomorrow?" She said, "I said, well, I'll go to church tomorrow." She said, "Oh," she said, "Oh, say a prayer for me. Say a prayer for me." So that was my door to open up. I said, "I was thinking about giving you our Vodcast broadcast." She said, "Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes." So I thank the Lord. I've given this our broadcast probably about a week ago. This young man works at Family Dollar. I give him. He's a nice young man. And amen. Amen. Glory to God. I said, "I came way in here and I didn't get what I want. I must have came in here for you." He said, "Yeah, you must did." And he said, "You gave me one of your cars. Do you give me a card God, and he was giving the broadcast again. Amen. Glory to God. We need to leave, amen, this circle of people that we are familiar with and go out and reach in the highways and byways and compel men and women to come up. Why do we need to reach out from church member to church member for one church member to go to another church? That's not what we call here to do. We're called to reach, go in the highways and byways and compel men and women to come out. That's not no fun thing, because you remember how they was and how they are. You're tired of that. You want to move on. Somebody give God a praise. You ain't trying to go backward, and I ain't trying to go in a loop either. I ain't trying to go in a circle or a loop. Glory to God. I'm not a loop person or a circle person. I'm in a category all by myself, and I'm so glad about it, because I don't have to worry about the latest gossip. I don't have to worry about the least confusion. I'm none of that. Glory to God. Somebody, and people, I tell you, they might not care. They might say whatever they want to say, but they won't touch you. They won't bother, because they know that Jesus is with you. Glory to God. They know how far to go. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. I didn't come way over here and walking with God to be saved, to be lost. I said I didn't come way over here in the Lord to be saved and end up lost. Amen. I used to smoke cigarettes. I used to, glory to God, do everything I thought I could to do, and I wasn't saved. And I ain't come way over here, amen, to do it in the church and be lost. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How many know God here opened up your platform real big? Glory to God, because people need to know the truth. They need to know if I come to be saved, amen, will I actually be saved, or am I coming to a mess? Am I coming to a mess? They'll say, I'll stay in a mess where I'm at if I can come to a mess. Glory to God. You know, the people in the church and people in the world, they need some counseling. They need some clarity in their mind. They trying to, glory, they need some peace. Glory to God. But if you in the church, you're confused and you don't have no peace, how are you going to give them some peace? Somebody say, well, she's preaching everything around. It all goes together, honey. This is the part, amen, I'm talking about play and pray. I've been talking about play, and I'm still talking about pray. Ha, glory to God. God don't let you forget what you're talking about. He, amen, he just carry you into different areas, because you got to break it down to people. You got to break it down that I'm not just saved the time about I'm saved. Amen. Don't you take your salvation for likely. I said, don't you take your salvation likely, and don't you take it for granted. I know sometimes devil say, well, what's all this going to church? Why you keep going to church? Why you kept to church? Honey, you're going to be glad one day. If you don't understand now, you're going to be glad why you kept going to church, why you kept praying and everything. Glory to God. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be able to be found. You might not be able to seek him on a real bad day, but your prayers have been stored up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. God will hear them prayers that you stored up a long time ago. And man, I'll tell you one thing. You're not just saved for you. You're saved for your children, and you're saved for your family. Glory to God. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Now take that, they say, smoke that devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Take that back. Yeah, I'm going to mess with your voice today. You're not going to do anything. Somebody give God a praise. Yeah, I'm a whole shire. I mean, last week, amen, kept kind of getting me choked up and everything. I started not even, amen, record that. But we record that, we got some views on there too, amen. Glory to God, probably more than that one than the second one. Somebody give God a praise, because God will get, amen, whatever he wants to say, he'll get it across. People tired of people talking about go to church. People don't even want to go to church hardly no more. Glory to God, they feel like you ain't got no more than what I got. Why do I need to come to your church? And I'm still smoking cigarettes. And I'm still on crack. And I'm still on drugs. Y'all can't even help me up in here. They might say, do y'all never want a little hit? Son of a whole shot. It might turn my ass y'all. Do y'all want a little swag? Do y'all want another hit? Do y'all want a hit? Look like y'all dead over here. Look, y'all need some help. Somebody give God a praise. Wanna be like. What they call it? Looking like. I want to be like them. But you don't have the real thing that they have, because they out there in sin for real. You trying to be in sin and in the world. Oh, yeah, this message is going to the church world today. I see the way it's going. I didn't plan to go. It's going to the church world today, because we need to get out of the way. Quit sitting in the seat of the scornful. Sitting in the way of sinners. Sitting in the seat of the scornful. Pedicating with one another. Glory to God. Come on, give God a praise. Headed up a whole shire. I was listening to a message the other day. And I sent it to some of you all. I tell you, if you haven't listened to that message, you need to listen to that message. Somebody sent it to me. That man was preaching right to the point. He's telling it just like it is. In his life. Anybody that's preaching the word of God and is pure, it's life for you. You need to, amen, listen to that so you can get the dirt. If you got any dirt on you, so it'll come off of you. You can get dirt up on you, don't even know it's up on you. I said, you can be dirty. All right. Somewhere. You might say, well, I'm pretty clean right here, but you might be dirty over there. You might be dirty in your thoughts. You might be dirty in your communication. You might be dirty in some areas. Where you glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible says, a man, think he stand. Don't think you stand unless you fall. Examine yourself. See if you be in the faith. You can't keep rubbing shoulders with people and not get dirty if they dirty. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a praise. Birds of a feather flock together. It's not scripture, but if you can, some scripture you can add up that will say the same thing. Amen. You will be alike. The Bible said, be not conformed to the world. That means to be like. It don't talk, it's not just talking about an address code. Be not conformed, doing what they do. You say, I'm not doing what they do, but you're doing part of what they do. So if you're doing part of it, you're going to do it all. I said, you're going to do it all. The Bible tells us, come out from among them and be ye separated, saith the Lord. God is still saying the same thing today. Glory to God. And somebody say, well, if I come out from my life, I got to be looking like an old woman. I don't think I look like one. I'm 67 years old. I think I'm pretty much got it going on more than Beyonce, any of them. I got it going on. I'm not trying to compare, but I'm telling you, I got it. That's why I said it. They use her name for everything else. I don't know it that well, but I feel like I got it going on. Amen. I know, glory to God. Amen. I'm in the house, and yeah, amen. You just sit and be comfortable, honey. I know how to put on something to look decent, too. Amen. The Lord said, I beautify the meek with salvation. Amen. You ain't got to prove no points to nobody to be like nobody. You don't know what spirit you're trying to be like. Somebody ought to give God a praise. You ought to, amen, to be able to look at yourself and think you look good. Amen. Nobody else don't think you look good, especially you're a woman or a man. Well, you don't need nobody. Amen. Amen. I gotta have war paint and all. I gotta have all this stuff on to look good. Y'all missed it, didn't you? Amen. I mean, so some people might feel they may do miracles for needed. Some people don't have to have it. I'm not saying you're going to heaven or hell without it. Glory to God, but you have to make sure your soul is right. And a lot of these things that people say are sin, the thing that they say is not actually sin, but it leads to other stuff. It opens up doors to other stuff. Somebody give God a praise. And I believe you ought to be where God saved you. The way he brought you in, I believe you ought to be that way till he, amen, till he tell you differently. You don't need to be keep looking over there, because if you think you're going to take a shirt off of somebody and wear that shirt like they wear, amen, you're going to grab another spirit behind it you can't see. Amen. Somebody give it. You ain't going to just grab the shirt. There's something come along with that shirt you can't see. Yep. Something along come along, glory to God, with stuff you can't see. Right. So you just stay in your lane. Somebody ought to give God a praise. I said, you need to stay in your lane. Be like God would have you to be. Somebody, because you, amen, you can look good just wherever God wants you to be. Look, Sister Teresa up here. Amen. She didn't look like old fogey or nothing. She got her lace and stuff up over here. And I called you out on things. I don't think that's all right. They come up to Wellsmith, they'll say, Sister Teresa, you better make sure you keep looking like that now. She does anyway. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. People, I don't want to be like them over there. I want to be like you. Amen. I don't want to go there. Lord, that's well, grace safe. Amen. Amen. What's the use of trying to be like somebody? You really not like them anyway. That wasn't really what I was going to say, y'all, but you know, that's just malice on down. Malice on down. Thank God for the brakes on the Holy Ghost. You need to get down to the nitty gritty with this generation. Amen. You need to get down. They need to hear something they haven't heard in a long, long time, and some people never heard it. An unadulterated word of God. God said, I'm still the same. I haven't changed. If God didn't tell you to change something, you don't change stuff. You change only when God tells you to change them. You don't change and because they doing it over here. And you got to make yourself be a leader, not a follower. You don't have to be a pastor. But you don't have to be a pastor, be a leader. But whatever you do, I call the shots here. I'm not gullible and do everything somebody tell me. I lead. You got to have some persuasion. Your persuasion got to come from God, not from man. You get in that word enough and you get in prayer enough, you'll be tight with God. You'll be persuaded. You won't be moving all over the place. And it's like, if you like me, thank you. I love you too. But if you don't like me, see, you don't want to be. Amen. You just got to be just the way it is. That's the way it is. That's what have kept me saved for about 40 years. It's been, amen, having my own persuasion of God. And I have not changed. I've changed growing in God. God's perfect some things concerning me, but I have not changed. No one has changed me. You know, God is so sweet and so kind. He don't even change you against your will. He don't make you do nothing. And if God don't make you do nothing, I sure ain't going to let you make me do nothing. You got to have that kind of mentality. Amen. Glory to God. You got to be fully persuaded in your own mind. You can't be a person, yes, 1 minute, yes to you, yes to you, because I'm trying to, amen, keep in with you. I ain't trying to keep in with nobody. You got to be like, I'm not trying to keep in with nobody. If you like me, fine. If you don't like me, fine too. And I hope we get along. I would love to love you, but I'm not going to sit there and just be up under you to prove nothing to you. I'm so glad that, amen, it's part of my DNA anyway, but God will make you bold too, so you won't be easy, gullible, moving all over the place. Right. Glory to God. I have not been moving here, moving there. I moved, made two moves. Well, Lord, see, I'm a whole shout. He saved me and sent me at a church, and I made this move. I haven't been moving all over the place. That would be discouraging to me. Because if I feel like I got to do all that moving out there, I might well stay out there. Somebody give God a praise. And I'm fully persuaded. I love my brothers and sisters all over. I don't get to see too many people all there. I love them all over, but glory to God. There's something I think all of them know about me. I'm not persuaded by man. I'm not persuaded by no one. I get along with you. I love you. But you cannot make me do anything. And glory, no, God don't. If God don't make me do anything, you sure can't. That's the kind of attitude you have to have. And if you have an attitude and tenacity like that, the devil won't even be making you do stuff. Y'all need to listen to that message that I sent out. I ain't seen it group wise, nothing like that. That man was saying some stuff. He said, devil got y'all doing stuff that he ain't never did. He said, I sent this tweet. She listened to somebody. He said, I ain't never heard that. It was really funny. And I said, you know, he got a point there. He said, the devil, for us, I know he never committed no fornication. For us, I know he didn't did it. He got y'all doing stuff that he ain't did. Glory to God. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Anybody want that message? This only my message, but if something good, I put it out there. I mean, that man was preaching, and he had a lot. God's men and women going to have a lot to say, because the people out here are hungry. They need to hear a lot. They need their plate filled up spiritually. They don't need two crumbs on the plate. They need a whole meal and more. That man will fill you up preaching, man. He don't look too old. He look kind of young. And he was at one church. Somebody sent me that message. He was at one church here in the city. And I listened to him, and I was thinking, like, where's he from? And I find him on the YouTube. I said, oh, I will be adding him to my list, to my playlist that I listen to. Glory to God. Because he got some life. Even as we as ministers, we preaching, pastors, we put out life. You got to feed your spirit. Your spirit got to have some enlightenment. Oh, he said so much. Whew. It was so true. Oh, he said, they said so much. And it was so true. And it was little human stuff, but it was real. We need to hear stuff that's bringing us life. Do you know the Bible said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God? Even if you're saved, born again, baptized in Jesus' name, and been filled with the Holy Ghost, and speaking tongues, and shout all over the place, whatever, don't you know you got to keep hearing something to keep you that way? You got to keep hearing the word to motivate you. The word motivates you to go the right way, not the wrong way. You need to keep, you have to do it on your own too. You can't just wait till you come to church and hear. You got to read the Bible yourself at home. You got to get on your knees and pray at home. You got to have that communication with her. And I can't indicate enough how very important for you to have a relationship with God. You got a relationship with everything else. Do you have a relationship with God? You need a relationship with God on a regular. Amen. Glory to God. You cannot live this life and say you say without keep replenishing, feeding your spirit. You have to. I said you have to. I have to. After I preach to you all and everything, if I don't keep getting in the word and everything, my flesh will, amen, rise up and I'll be reverting some air. You got to keep feeding your spirit. Because it's not in your flesh. Your DNA do not want to read no Bible. It don't want to be saved. It don't want to do nothing but what it wants to do. My flesh don't want to do nothing but what it wants to do. If I feel like eating, that's what my flesh want to do. You ought to. If I feel like, glory to God, sleeping, that's what your flesh want to do. That's what you're going to do. If I feel like being on my phone, that's what I do. Your flesh like to do whatever it wants to do. So you have to say on purpose, not Lord, they're waiting till he come and tell you, I got to go and talk to the Lord. Because it's like, if I don't keep talking to the Lord, I ain't going to want to keep trying to go to no church. I ain't going to want to, amen, amen, live that type of life. You have to. You have to. That's the reason. When I got saved, nobody told me the reason. They didn't say, be saved and jump up and down and speak in tongues. They didn't tell me that I'm going to have some help when I leave. Somebody give God a praise. When I first got saved, I was coming out of a relationship. Glory to God, I wasn't married and coming out of a relationship. And I know I couldn't keep living that type of life. Amen. Devil bombarding my mind behind closed doors. The saints wasn't with me behind closed doors. Was I going to keep walking with God or was I going to go back to that life? The Holy Ghost said, get down on your knee and pray. And I prayed. I said, Lord, help me. And ever since then, God help me. Somebody give God a praise. You got to have something more than the four walls when you go home. I don't care what you're dealing with. Glory, high the whole shire. Somebody say, well, I'm not dealing with too much. Glory to God. Glory to God. People dealing with stuff in their marriages. People dealing with stuff that don't have and not married. Married people go through it. Married people, unmarried people go through it. Everybody go through it. Single people go through it. Everybody go through it. People go to church. Church people go through it. Hallelujah. We need Jesus. Can somebody call his name Jesus? We need him. He's your motivator. He's your instructor. You just leave him out and you see how flat you go. I said that you just leaving my church like you'll see how flat you go. Somebody said, what you mean by flat? Your thoughts and everything. You almost know which way to turn. Leaving my church life. He's your structure, honey. He's the one to keep your head on straight. Somebody give God a praise. You can be the greatest celebrity, the biggest celebrity you have. I want to be and have all the money and lose your mind. And when you lose your mind, somebody else will have all your possessions. You don't know if you're coming or going. Because the Bible said the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. He come to take your life and wipe you out. He come to take my life to wipe me out. But God's greater on the inside of me than he that's in the world. And God will uphold you and will not let you be wiped out when you are committed to him. You got to be fully committed to the Lord. You can't be in a part-time love affair with God. You got to be all the way in. I said you got to be all the way in. To the men that's already married, you still got to be all the way in with the Lord. To the women that's already married, you still got to be all in. Head of the elbow whole shot. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. I heard the Lord speak to me and I said, sometimes we say, Lord, this time in my life, you look at your age, you look at different things. The Lord said, this is your hour. You be like, this is my hour. You don't feel like it in the natural. Your hour, the Lord said, glory to God. God will call and do things with you when you least expect it. He will call. He knows what he put in you. See, some people, when they first call to the ministry, they're ready to go run and jump and preach to the world and do all this kind of stuff, but don't have no character. Then you hear about them, amen, involved in this and involved in that. The whole ministry fall down because they wasn't made up the way they need to be made up. And sometimes God will take years and years and years and make you grow up to God. When he put you on the platform, you're going to know what you're talking about. You're going to be fully persuaded. You're not ending up and up and down. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody give him a praise. Headed emotionda. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the last book, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord spoke to Peter and said, if you lovest thou me, Peter, feed my sheep. Lovest thou me, Peter. Keep asking that over and over. God said, in other words, if you say you love me and amen, and man, I've called you to be a servant, feed my people. Feed them. Because a lot of places, people not getting nothing. So what? If you don't get nothing for your soul, what? Somebody said, well, what will happen to me? You're going to do what you want to do. You don't have no instructions how to live this life if you don't give nothing for your soul. And you will not live it longer. You be into what you want to do. And if the truth be told, you wouldn't want the Lord to show you what all you would be and could be into if you didn't have him in your life. You'd probably be doing things you never thought you would ever be doing. Horrible things. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. The Bible, you know, it speaks about we are clean through the word. The word cleanses you. The word gives you direction. It gives you instructions how you're supposed to live this life. It says, 1 Peter 4, chapter 4 and verse 7. It says, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober. Be ye therefore clear-minded, sincere, and watch until prayer. Watch as well as pray. Don't do all the watching and no praying. Don't do all the praying and no watching. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. That's so important. We might not be on the same page. Where everybody don't believe the same way. We don't always do the same thing. But get along with people as much as lie within. You ain't got to be a rug for them. You ain't got to be a yes person for them. You ain't got to, amen, attend everything they have. You don't have to do none of that stuff unless you want to. But get along with them. Let your words be few. Amen. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourself, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins. We can't go to heaven if we don't like this person, we don't like that person, we're in debates with people. We can't go to heaven that way. You got to get along with people. Follow peace with all men. You can't make them do right. You can't make them understand you. You just be nice to them if they don't want to be nice to you, and let your words be few and stay out of their way. That's the bottom line. Sometimes we feel like I got to prove a point. That I like, you don't have to prove nothing, honey. You go talk to the Lord. If God will have you do something, do it. Other than that, you keep a stepping. Because some people, amen, they're just not going to be peaceful anyway. They got issues. Some people need to be delivered. Amen. They're the one with the issue, not you. But if you keep on, you will have an issue because they got one. And they came. Some people like I don't know why. They might think you don't like them, and you never told them that. So there's something going on with them. Glory to God. You don't try to figure that out and iron that out. They say, "I'm honey, I never thought that way. God, I'm sorry you think that way." And you keep stepping, and you know that, so you'll know not to keep getting up close to them like that, because they need to be delivered. They got issues. If somebody say, I think, and everybody said nothing, something wrong with you. And they don't have time for that. I know I don't have time for it. I ain't saying nobody did that to me, but I don't have time for stuff like that. I don't have time for little mediocre stuff. You know, I sometimes you got to examine and see, you know, what are you giving all this time to? She like me or she don't like me, two nickels and a penny and all that stuff. Anybody got all the time for that? I don't have time for that. That's foolish. That's foolish. Be a woman 6-7 years old worried about pennies and nickels and stuff like that. That's crazy. Well, who like me? Who don't like me? What you say about me? I don't have stuff like that. I don't have patience and time or stuff like that. I keep myself away from that stuff. If I don't bring it to you, you don't bring it to me. Amen. I'm not in that race. I'm in God's race. You can't, amen, you can't entangle yourself with the cares of this world and be in God's race. That's mediocre stuff. That's baby stuff. That's, amen, people need to mature in God. We got people in the world. He's talking about the people in the world. They got people in the world got more. They got more maturity than some people in God. They mature over there, and some of them got nice. They got good money, nice businesses, and everything. Because, amen. Because they even made up a man. If I'm gonna serve God, I'm gonna serve God. If I'm not gonna serve God, I'm gonna serve God. I don't have time for all y'all people over there having problems at y'all church. Isn't that right? Somebody give God a praise. I think I'm about done now. I know I've been on here for a good while. That's why the Lord, like, don't do all this singing and stuff. Get it out, get it out, get it out. Get out the real purpose. Somebody, y'all know I love to sing and everything, but I can't sing till I faint. I'm up here then try to preach. Now, I ain't gonna do that. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.